Hello, DS106. My name is Carmel Javney, and I am here in Victoria, BC, part of the Caring for All Creation gathering happening right now. And I want to welcome you, for those of you all over, to participate with us. And I want to give a huge shout out to DS106 Radio, who are hosting us. We so appreciate this opportunity to connect with people in so many different physical places. And what Caring for All Creation really focuses on is, what is that commonality that we all share, not despite our differences, but actually with our differences? So within our diversity, what are those commonalities? And so we're going to be spending the next 10 weeks having some of those difficult conversations about what that means. And so I want to say thanks so much to DS106 for being one of our commonalities, in a sense, connecting so many of us to each other. And I think, as so many of us feel, there are so many wonderful efforts going on, and they look so different, and yet often we don't realize that so many of us, so many of our neighbors are doing some really wonderful actions in their lives. And so often I think we can feel so alone in our good works. And in that, we can lose a lot of strength, and we can begin to despair. And so there's so much power in just recognizing each other, recognizing that each of us care very deeply in different ways. And so this is really all about solidarity and the strength that we can find in recognizing our shared love. So just so you know, we have begun with a potluck, and I hope that wherever you are right now, that perhaps you're gathered with others, or perhaps you're on your own, but I hope you are enjoying a lovely evening, lovely meal. One of the reasons we like to begin with a potluck is because it's just so comfortable and so natural, and one of the really beautiful lessons I learned while I was living in Cuba was the power of a common table, and how when all the food is put into the middle, everyone gathered knows how to share. And you know, sometimes there's not enough to go around, and sometimes there's too much potato salad to go around. But everybody knows how to share, and if you do have to take less, everybody takes less together. And so when we gather for a potluck, you never know what's going to come. You never know who's going to come. But we consider that whoever is brought, or whatever food is brought, is enough. And so that's really part of the structure of this entire series as well. So we're just finishing up our potluck here. And we're going to start with the conversations, the rest of the series, starting in about 5 minutes. So I am going to leave the mic on, so you might hear some chatter and some clinking of forks in the background. So I will... I'll see you very soon, and look forward to connecting with you on our website, www.spiritoftheland.ca, and look forward to having conversations with you. So see you soon.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to invite you to end the conversations, or just put a pause on the conversations, so they can continue later on, but we'll just sort of begin to gather as a large group. So for those of you, I haven't had a chance to meet, my name's Carmel, and I am from this neck of the woods, originally from Alberta, then grew up in the Vancouver area. And then I spent quite a few years over in Camrose, Alberta, which I think probably a lot of people in this room have connections to, where I met these lovely folks. And then I spent some time studying abroad, a little bit of time living in Peru, most recently for this past year, and now I'm home, and back to Vancouver. And I have done a lot of thinking, having gained a bit of that outside perspective, having left and come back, of a bit of a unique context that this place has. Feels like I've seen so many groups and individuals who care so deeply about this place, and not just this place, but have such a global perspective, just caring for the whole world, and the amount of groups, passionate environmental groups, that are here is really incredible. And I find that a bit unique to this context, just the sheer number. And so I have done a lot of thinking about why is it that I feel, and I've heard from so many people, we feel pretty alone and in our work, in our caring. Even though it seems like there's lots of groups and lots of people. And so some of that pondering has is why we wanted to do gatherings like this, is that we were wondering if we're a bit of the invisible majority, and why is it that we don't see others doing wonderful works as well? When I was in Alberta, one of the issues that really came to the forefront during those years was in regards to hydraulic fracturing in Alberta. And we began to see our fellow Albertans moving further and further away from each other. Physically, as the migration from rural to urban is continuing, but more deeply, this spiritual alienation was happening. As we had, for example, landowner whose land had been fracked, and so whose water supply had been contaminated, and you had, for example, young man from East Coast who'd moved to McMurray or who'd moved to Alberta to work in the industry. You know, who was part of that process of hydraulic fracking. And so you had these two people whose lifestyles were literally just set in opposition to each other. And so this alienation between the two was increasing, and we saw it really terrifying. We were quite terrified by that. So we began to think about, how do we bring people together to see that? How do we bring people together? And that's a context there. We have a context here. I think it applies anywhere. As we get more and more into the crises, as they increase, gathering in circles and around potlucks, in my opinion, is the most profound act of justice. And we're going to be able to explore that all together as we get going. Before I say any more, I want to let you know that part of connecting each other and bringing each other to a common table is we're doing this here, but we're also right now connected to many people all around Canada and some in the States as well. I'm not sure who beyond that are tuning in right now. And so we are actually being broadcast live. And so there's a group in all over BC that I'm listening right now.
The CIA.
Hello, Oliver. And there's also many in cameras. And we've heard from lots of different people who've registered online. And so every Monday evening we gather here in Victoria, and every Tuesday evening we gather in Victoria or in Vancouver. And we allow people a chance to gather with us by tuning in. So I just wanted to let you know that that is happening. Right now, so they may hear your chatter. To begin, I do want to read a poem, and it's very close to my heart, and it's written by Wendell Berry, and it's entitled "The Peace of Wild Things." And it goes, "When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be. I go and lie down where the woodrake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. And for a time, I rest in the grace of this world and am free. So thanks so much for sharing in your groups about a place that you have a particular relationship with. As this poem indicates to me, is that our land is a starting place. And it's a place that we can always come back to again and again and again and rest in that grace of the world and then free. And so as I sort of have welcomed you, I'll say it once again so that those listening in can hear, but we recognize that everybody gathered has their own story. And that story is true, and it is beautiful, and it is true. And we invite you to come with that story and share it with us. So know that we welcome you to come as you are, and I promise to come as I am with my lightness and my darkness. So this is a safe place for us to gather. But in that, in a diverse group, we also recognize that there's a commonality that we share. And what we consider that commonality to be is our land and the profound relationship that we can have with it. And so I'm wondering, because I don't want to talk all evening, I'm wondering if maybe two or so of us could share about that place. Maybe a story, or describe that place, so everybody can hear. So somebody would like to hear.
Okay, we two have to feel similar place. Or quite the same place.
Oh.
Let's find out. So, this is my mom, I should say.
Yeah.
And you're right that it's actually the first thing that came to mind. Like, as I am, I always second guess anything that I think first and second, actually. The next thing I got is a place out in the Sioux. That's just really close to my heart. But really, all of a sudden, the portion of the island. It's called the whole island.
The whole island.
Where in Switzerland?
Lots of sky. Feel much like the sea.
Oh, yeah.
Lakes.
Yes.
Lakes and mountains.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
There is snow on the top. Fresh air. It is wind. Fantastic.
You have to mute your voice up, too, unfortunately. Yeah. We should all project well, so otherwise it's hard to for the radio to pick it up.
We can sort of see it, hey?
Yeah, yeah, I can see it. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Dietmar is our monitor.
I'm the techie.
Right now. I find it really interesting how much, when I think of a place, I think of the senses. And so I think of like the colors that I see in that place. But then I can also begin to hear, those birds, and oh, the chickadees. But then I also, quite recently in my life, have become, I think, very sensitive. And so I, on my forearms, and so I can really, when I think of a place, I feel the moisture that was in the air. So I think it's really interesting how physical those memories are of that place. And how just a couple of days ago I was having this conversation with somebody, and somebody in the circle said lavender. And this woman said, oh, yes, lavender, that brings me back to blah, 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 that time with my grandmother, blah, 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 blah. So that smell triggered something for her. I thought it was fascinating.